Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Alexis and Paul Hollywood. I'm Jason Matheson.
Watch out now.
Along with Alexis Thompson.
You're looking good, Hollywood.
Don McLean. Kenny, as you heard, has the morning off. Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you for being here. Oh, Lex. Coming up, speaking of Alexis, coming up in just a second, Hero Rat.
Mm-hmm.
Hero Rat.
Oh.
That's all. But first, I got to tell you, Lex and Dawn, yeah, I just had the cougar scared out of me. I'm going to try to explain this the best I can. I'm going to try to paint a picture here. So the commercial break before this one, I had rewatched the new trailer that dropped on Friday night for Netflix's The Haunting of Bly Manor. Which is the follow-up to The Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah.
So the full trailer dropped, and it's haunting. It's scary. Oh, it's so creepy. So I'm watching that, and keep in mind, you know, my radio room here at Fox, my radio studio, is like a cave. I have a pink light and a blue light, and that's about it. And I like it that way. And because there's about 7 people in this building right now, a lot of the lights are turned off, including when you step outside of my radio room to the right, there is a door. And the door leads to the creative service department, which there's nobody there. They haven't been there since March. And when you walk through it, you can see all the way to the back of the department.
Yeah.
And all the way to the back of the department is a couch. It's their creative, like, conference area where they, you know, come up with ideas. As I had to go to the restroom. So I do the shortcut through creative services. So it's dark and I'm walking back there and sitting on the couch, like just sitting there, like just with legs spread, arms out in his suit, is Cody Matz, a meteorologist over here at Fox
yeah.
9. And he's taking a breather, you know, because, you know, they're on the air for 4 or 5 hours. So Cody is just sitting there in the dark. And so as I'm walking, I see a human that looks like a ghost in a suit in the dark sitting on this couch, and I scream. Like, I'm like, oh my God! And I'm like, oh, it's Cody! Like, sitting there in the dark with the suit, and it was the creepiest thing because there were similar images in the trailer of Bly House of you know, just weird apparitions and corners and dark corners. And then here it is. All I want to do is pee. And there's Cody scaring the crap out of me. But anyway, so. Yeah.
Oh, and right after you watch the trailer, too.
Right after. So I aged a couple years right there. So,
did you say?
We laughed like fiends. So.
Sometimes you just need to sit in the dark and take a breath.
You know, and he deserves it. 7:09 is the time. Tell us about Hero Rat, please.
Yeah, we have a Hero Rat that won a top award. This is one of Britain's highest animal awards. They give one out every year. And this is the first time.
This is real.
This is real, guys. Okay. This is real. And this is the first time they've given it to a rat. His name is Magawa. He's a Tasmanian-born African giant pouched rat. He was trained by a nonprofit to sniff out explosives.
Oh.
This guy is a standout sniffer. He's worked for 4 years. He has helped clear more than 1.5 million square feet of land. He's found 39 landmines and 28 items of unexploded ordnance. So he won the gold medal. They made this little medal for him to wear with the purple ribbon.
No, they did not.
Oh my God. Alexis, wouldn't have you loved to craft that little ribbon and medal?
That I would love to have done, yes. Not put it on him. You know, rats are terrifying to me because they are so smart.
Yep.
But this is using their genius for good because what they do, they're light enough so they don't set off any landmines.
Uh-huh.
They're trained to scratch the ground when they detect a landmine.
Right.
So then the humans can come in and take it out.
That's so, so cool.
They're really, really amazing at doing this. And they're gigantic, cat-sized. And then when they find one, guess what they get?
Cheese?
A banana.
Oh, my God.
So they're very happy about that.
That guy that went to the porta potty. You get a whole banana to a rat?
Yeah.
Bad news.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. Congratulations, little guy. You're just wonderful.
Enjoy that banana. You said he gets a banana?
He gets a banana. Oh. And on the weekends, they get to party. They get special feast meals. So they work Monday through Friday and four-hour shifts. And then once it's time for them to retire, because, you know, mice are blind pretty much. Or not mice. These rats are blind pretty much. So
what?
Yeah.
What?
But they just, their sense of smell is just amazing. And so then they get to go to rat retirement home, and then they get all of the, they can play and eat as much food as they want. So they're very devoted to their humans.
Three blind mice, three blind rats. Yeah. Uh-huh. See how they smell. See how they smell. They eat the banana and
detect the landmine.
No.
They scratch the ground and then they get it out and they save lots of lives.
There you go.
They save lots of lives. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, that's go rats. All
go
right.
Rats.
Oh, we never thought
banana.
You'd say that, Alexis.
I am shocking myself.
Wow.
Yeah. Because rats are not your friend, Lex. They've never been your friend.
Ooh, you know what? It is. I'm afraid of their genius. Pigs are just as smart, too. That's the other thing, too. Mm. You know, they're just genius animals. So you can train them to do a lot of things. And these rats are proof right here.
Okay.
And they're smart enough to just take over the world one day. That's what I think I'm afraid of most.
Like 1984.
Yes.
The book. Yeah.
Yes.
720. Ladies
we'll
and
be long gone. They'll still be scurrying all over the place.
Lex is afraid of the rat's genius. Just take that in, yeah.
I'm telling you.
7:12 is the time. When we come back, Jordan Woods and Carl Anthony Towns has something to say. Don will give us that story. Plus, I mentioned it just right there, the Haunting of Bly Manor. Does it look as good as the Haunting of Hill House? Mm-hmm. We'll discuss both of those things upon our return. The new one from Maroon 5, Nobody's Love, bringing us back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk107.1 and streaming around the world on our app, our website, and home devices all over the place. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Kenny's off today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for making us a part of your morning.
You're the best.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jace, I just watched that trailer.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, let's start there. The Haunting of Bly Manor is Netflix's follow-up to The Haunting of Hill House, which arguably a huge hit for them over the last 16 months. I loved Hill House. I thought it was so well done.
So good.
It just was beautifully shot, beautifully acted. You know, you could quibble at a couple of the plot devices, but overall, it was really good. So this is
going to be scarier.
You think so?
Absolutely. It's my nightmare come true. It's dolls coming to life.
Your nightmare? You live this. This could be the Haunting of Shoreview.
Yeah, that's your nightmare, but you surround yourself by it.
Exactly. Thank you, Dawn.
These are cute little dolls. I love my dolls. It's all love. The haunting part of it, it's not part of it, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But in this show, it is. There's a really beautiful dollhouse, and these dolls, whoa.
Yeah. So here's the synopsis of The Haunting of Bly Manor, according to the Wikipedia. Here it is. The story tells of a young governess hired by a man to look after his niece and nephew at the family country house after they fall into his care. Arriving at the Bly estate, she begins to see apparitions that proceed to haunt the premises.
Ooh. The other thing about this trailer, they have a really beautiful, haunting rendition of Motley Crue's Home Sweet Home.
Is that the song?
Like Home Sweet Home. I mean, they made it real freaky.
Oh, I was trying to figure out the song. Well, here's just a little bit. The trailer is mostly visuals, but here's the end of the trailer where you kind of get a feeling of what's happening in Bly Manor. People are seeing things. One woman says that she's having dead people's dreams. And then there's this part.
I've seen things. It's like I'm in hell. The people here. They're born here. They die here.
They're born here and they die here.
Ooh.
Basically, the Roach Motel of Manners.
I did not like that part where Henry Thomas's character is like
hovering
above himself. It's like there's a double of him, and he's like the one that's hovering above him is like smiling in his face. That was not pleasant to see.
Oh. You know what that reminds, Dawn? It's like the Red Room. It's in Twin Peaks. Mm-hmm. It's like the doppelganger of Agent Cooper.
That's what I thought immediately.
Oh, I'm so glad you... That is the scene that cracked me up. Or not cracked me up, but that freaked me out. Oh, I just got shivers.
Oh, and toward the end when she's doing the dishes.
Uh-huh, and those hands come around
her waist.
I'm thinking that the kids are evil in some way.
They always are.
You know? Oh. And I don't like any water things. There were several. There was like a pond and a kid coming out of a pond. And then there was a bathtub she's peering into. I'm like, something's going to grab you.
It's always the kids. Yep. It's always the kids. In all of these shows, it's always the kids. Mm-hmm. They're
so connectors. So terrifies us the most.
Yep. They're connectors to the other regions. Uh-huh. Yes. That's, get rid of the kids and you get rid of the spirits.
They're the intuitives. Right. Yeah.
Get rid of them. Just whatever you have to do. I like that Henry Thomas is in this one again. I don't know if they're doing what Ryan Murphy does and just uses, you know, the same cast over and over again. Mm. But Henry is a holdover from Hill House.
Right.
And there's a couple others, too. But
yeah, I hate it whenever I look at the IMDb because I was trying to see if all of them were in it. And we just didn't see him in this trailer. And then I saw like Katie Sagal is in it, who played the weird sister that had to wear gloves in the last one.
Yeah.
The one who, you know, was like psychic to touch. She's in it, but she's only in one episode. And I'm like, darn it. I hate it when I read things like that because it might give away part of the plot in a way if you know someone's only in one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But so, I just got to quit looking at that. I'm like,
That's October 9th, everybody. The Haunting of Bly Manor on Netflix. October 9th. 7:23. Jordan Woods, Carl Anthony Towns. What's going on with them, Don?
Well, they're a couple. It's
on a yacht.
They were on a yacht together. Now, if you're like, Jordan Woods, how could there's so many celebrities out there? How do you place that? Well, she was the young lady who was best friends with Kylie Jenner. And then there was a cheating scandal with Tristan Thompson. We were all like, is this just a plot device for keeping up with the Kardashians or Kylie's show? Well, it ended up to be true, you know, that they had who knows what exactly went on with them. We're not really sure, but they're not friends anymore. And then you're like, how is this girl gonna recover and ever have a career? Because when the Jenner Kardashian clan is mad at you and you're out of their circle,
oh, you're done.
I mean, that was her paycheck. She was on that show with Kylie, and then it's like, okay, you just don't have a career. Where she's a model, and somehow she met Minnesota's own Carl Anthony Towns. And they are a couple now. She tweeted a picture of them on a beach together. They have, she is wearing a matching swimsuit with his swim trunks.
Ooh, you know what that means?
What?
What?
They're serious.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what that means.
if you have somebody tailor make a swimsuit and swim trunks for you, unless my mom was on the case, you know, she can whip that up real quick. But
yeah.
I'm thinking they're probably...
they want to be photographed. They're out there going, look at us. We're a couple now.
Look at
they were doing that whole Titanic at the front of the yacht, you know, him behind her holding her.
Yep.
You know, I can fly her. What does she say again? I'm free.
I'll never let go, Jack.
I'll never let go.
No, that's on the wood.
I'm a free bird.
Jack. I'm flying. That's what she says.
That's what she says. Yeah. So they were reenacting that.
I'm flying, Jack. And her, I'm flying.
Her Instagram post on the beach, I found you, then I found me.
Ugh. Oh. Ugh. Wow.
I found vomit.
I don't. You know what? You got to put something on there, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. I'm flying. Jack. Here we go.
Yeah. And soon, when they break up, it'll be this.
Is there anyone alive out there?
Oh, God.
When they're banished from the Kardashian empire, then it'll be that.
Yeah. Is there anyone alive out there?
Yeah.
So how do you live that lifestyle? You're on that show. How do you keep the cash flow going whenever they don't want you around anymore? They drop you like a hot potato. And then she is a model. But, like, how much money is she making doing that? And you know what? I can't just assume that she wasn't making her own money before. You know, that's probably I don't know a lot about her. But she's probably successful, and she wasn't on my radar until the scandal happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know so, you know me, I know so little, and I care so little about these people that I don't know. But when you are removed from that circle, though,
right?
How do you recover, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, she attached herself to somebody who's successful again. So not that she's some leech or something like that, but I'm sure she's not mad about it.
Yeah. Well, I've met Kat before. It was through a Leukemia Lymphoma Society event, and I met his girlfriend, and they had been together for a very long time. So I wonder what happened there.
I don't know.
Because they seemed, you know, like a nice pair and together a long time. And
he's like 24, right?
Yeah, he is. And, you know, he's one of our stars on the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
You know, he's also very flashy. He likes to be out and be seen. And so this is a way.
If I look like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is a way to do that. I mean, he's young and having fun. And, you know, I'm not sure about what happened with his previous relationship, but that was a long term, very serious relationship. So maybe. Maybe this is serious. Maybe this is just for fun. Who knows? But, I mean, he picked the right person. If they're looking to, you know, get out there and make some headlines, and here we are talking about him.
Yeah.
We're into it.
In matching bathing suits, you know?
I always felt, I felt bad for her because I feel like she got a bad rap. It's, you know, they acted like she had, you know, none of the blame went on Tristan.
Yeah.
You know, it's always about like, oh, she's evil. She did this to Chloe. And it's like, well, she's a young girl and she made a mistake. Yeah.
And
I think she
sides.
Just made out with him at a party. But it's like she didn't, you know, commit first degree murder or something.
No.
I mean, the girl made a mistake just like we probably all did when we were 21.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
7:28 is the time. Coming up in just a little bit, Alexis has the sequel title for Borat. What is Borat Part 2 going to be called? Plus, in a shocking, and I'm not being dramatic, I was really surprised by this, The Rock goes political. What are people going to think of that? That and more when we return.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
Coming Sunday, April 8th.
She's dead. Wrapped in plastic.
11:30 a.m., February 24th. Entering the town of Twin Peaks.
The Los Angeles Times says Twin Peaks is certainly like nothing else on television.
W.C. Fields would say, I'd rather be here than Philadelphia.
The Washington Post calls it unprecedented. This you gotta see.
Bobby, did you kill Laura Palmer?
Sunday, April 8th, from David Lynch, Twin Peaks. Da, da,
da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
So rude, very rude, very rude. Rocco, right here.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Drop, drop, fizz, fizz. So, oh, what a relief it is.
It is.
Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything cherry pie. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn.
Yum.
That is the promo from ABC for the premiere of Twin Peaks, which debuted in the over there on ABC 90-91, I believe, and changed television forever.
You know what I missed in the third season, and I know you guys probably will agree that just came out on Showtime last
Twin
year.
Peaks. Yeah,
Is that the first? season, especially, there was a mystery, you know, but it had that 1950s feel, but it was also campy on purpose, and there were a lot of moments that were fun and that you could laugh at. And I just felt like it was just so dark and strange. Yeah. Just felt like that was missing from the third season.
There wasn't. Yeah. I couldn't put my finger on, and obviously, you know, I'm not as big of a fan as you are, were, whatever, but I enjoyed the show. All of my friends were you. I mean, they were all obsessed. Mm-hmm. But there was just something missing from that third season that as a viewer, I really wanted. And yeah, I don't know.
When you're trying to figure something out, to introduce like 50 characters in the first couple episodes, you're like, wait, who is this person? Wait a minute. It was just almost too confusing for me.
I need a diagram.
I was trying to like chart it out, but I'm like, should I even care about this person, or are they just going to be in one episode? You know? Mm-hmm.
And we're never going to see him again.
Yeah.
So
anyway, that was my...
Anyway.
I had to digress there for a second.
No, I'm glad. 7:35, Borat is back. Thank goodness.
Yes, he's back with the sequel.
Okay,
and
what do we know?
So they had to, Sacha Baron Cohen and the writers, it looks like there are like 6 or 7 other writers for this film, had to file with the Writers Guild of America. So here is the title for the Borat sequel. Borat, Gift of Pornographic Monkey to Vice Premier Michael Pence to make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan.
Oh no. What's
that's the title?
Monkey.
What? I don't know.
Oh god.
But it's a gift.
Oh boy.
Of pornographic monkey.
Oh boy.
Oh,
my butt's already clenching. Borat's my favorite character of his because it's just so uncomfortable. He has been secretly filming this. I guess he screened Borat 2 for a few people in the industry. And it looks like they said that it was Cohen playing Borat playing Cohen. Because after the first one, Borat thinks he's a successful movie star now.
Uh-huh.
So he must hide from the public by putting on a disguise while interviewing people.
Oh, see, this is how he's getting away with it, I think.
Yes.
Wow. Do we know when it's coming out?
No, we do not know. Okay. That is one of the things that they mentioned, that there's just no release date yet. But by filing... Seems like it'd be pretty close. I wonder if it's going to happen before the election.
I don't know, because I would imagine if I was the studio, I would want to save this. But then again, you know what? Borat is a movie that is perfect for streaming. It is not a movie that you need to enjoy in a theater. It's not special effects laden. It doesn't need to be on a CinemaScope. It's not shot in CinemaScope. You don't need to see it. Borat is perfectly acceptable to watch in your home.
Yeah, it's actually better because there's certain things that like not Borat, but when we went to go see Bruno, my daughter and I, we were like the only ones laughing in this theater of not very many people. And it was like, I think it's just better to laugh at stuff like that at home.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Oh, boy.
Oh, I already feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Love it, though.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Oh.
It goes against what I normally like and don't like, because I do get secondhand embarrassment. And Colin really gets she a lot. He can't stand Bruno, Borat, whatever. He doesn't watch those. I love them. And it does. It's the one thing that even though I don't like those types of movies, I do enjoy these for whatever reason. And I think it's Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, now, what he gets away with.
Yeah. Now, having said that, there are moments where I do have to look away from the screen or plug my ears because I get so uncomfortable. But I still enjoy it. Oh, I love Borat so much.
Borat came out in 2006.
Wow. Oh. Wow, that seems like such a long time ago. And, well, it was, Jason.
Yeah.
Almost 15 years ago, Jace. Yeah. 7:39. I was really surprised to read this over the weekend that The Rock made a political endorsement. He came out for Vice President Biden and for Vice President Kamala Harris. And I am shocked by that. But Senator Harris, I'm shocked by that.
Same.
Because he, not by the endorsement, but I am shocked that The Rock showed his political stripes and colors. You know what I mean? Because he is so universally loved that I'm sure his people, not him, I think he's standing up for what he believes. And that actually makes me a fan of his. I'm sure his people had a very hard time with this. And when I say
like
people,
Taylor
I
mean Swift's his people.
Yes, I'm sure his publicists. Oh, yeah. From the documentary.
Yeah.
I'm sure his publicists and advisors were like, no, 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 no. But do you think this will cost him fans because of the time we're living in?
Yes, but both directions. I think people will just automatically now go, I love him more, or he wasn't really on my radar, now he is, and it will definitely shut people off. I saw some pretty mean things on Twitter.
Really?
You know, that they're going to burn his DVDs and, you know, all of that. So
really?
Yeah. It's pretty contentious.
So you can see all the sparks in the pretty light display. Don't burn it. You know?
But this brings
check
up
your microwave.
And I don't want to get too into the weeds in this, but this goes to what, this is a perfect example. Remember I brought this up last week or the week before? I honestly, unless the person themselves, unless they have values that don't match mine, you know what I mean? Or they're just horrible people, or they're anti-gay. Other than that, I have Republican friends, you know, that
of
have
course,
different
yeah.
viewpoints than I do. I have, I don't understand if you liked The Rock in his movies 4 minutes before he made this announcement.
Yeah.
What, and I'm really not making, and if you're listening and you're one of these people, I'm not coming at this, I'm not mocking you, but I truly am coming from a place of curiosity. What's the damn difference? 4 minutes after he made the announcement, if you liked his movies before, why does his vote for president change that?
I think because
I really
he was so
that.
Ambiguous about his stances, I had no idea which way he leaned. And I think that by just saying, it's that age old question of going, just shut up and act or shut up and sing. I don't want to hear any of this other stuff. I just want to enjoy your art.
But they're Americans, too.
Absolutely.
They can play basketball. Folks can play basketball. Folks can entertain you on the football field. Folks can entertain you on the movie screen. And they can entertain you in a concert hall. But they're still Americans. They still get a vote like we do. You know what I mean? Why do you get to go on Twitter and say who you're voting for and defend your candidate, but they can't just because they're an entertainer? That doesn't make any sense to me. I fundamentally just don't understand that. Now, again, if they're rotten, like if they're a rotten human being, you know.
It also depends on how you define that, too, Jason.
What do you mean, a rotten human being?
A rotten scale there, you know? I know that sounds really weird to say it, you know, depending on who you ask.
Okay.
You know, depending on the different issues, what's more important to you?
Here's how I can answer it for myself, because it's a very personal. You're absolutely right, Lex. Here's how I answer it for myself. I can disagree with you on fiscal policy. Mm-hmm. Let me be very clear, because people sometimes only hear what they want, right, ladies?
Right. Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. This is
be
how
crystal
I,
Jason.
This is a very this is off the top of my head one example. It's not the full example. I can disagree with you on fiscal policies. But if you are staunchly anti-gay and you are not only anti-gay, but homophobic, That's what I mean by rotten. But if you are just on the other, if you are on the other side of the political spectrum and you just disagree with economic policies and a few social issues, I don't think you're a horrible person. You're just, you view things differently than I do, and that's okay. And it's supposed to be okay. But if you are heartless and you want people like me to not have any rights, yeah, I think you're a rotten person. I do.
Yeah. Sorry. And with an announcement like that, it's not very clear. I mean, he just endorses them. So really, you have to assume that whatever they stand for, he stands for.
Yeah.
So there really isn't a lot of nuance there.
Yeah. I get it.
And it's such a polarizing election time right now.
Oh,
and
yeah,
just this point in time. That's why I think he felt compelled to say something.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. So fascinating, you know, it's a fascinating conversation with many layers and different shades. You know what I mean? It's very gray.
Now,
so
you guys watched the video, right?
Yeah, I did.
The one thing as I'm watching this, his tight shirt is so distracting.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks good. He's beefy. He's like, ooh, caliente.
Yeah.
But all I was looking at was that tight shirt. And then it was like a Q&A too with the candidates, and so you know, he'd go back and forth, but I was like, wow,
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad I wasn't gonna say that, so I'm glad you did, Lex. Thanks for representing that.
Okay, you're welcome. Just had to point that out, you know.
No, Lex, I'm glad you did. You are a good American. 7:45. We'll be right back.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's one from listener Dan. I went in to buy a singing computer. I told the salesperson I wanted the best singing computer that money can buy. I was told to buy Adele.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Oh. Adele.
Donnie, wake.
I am here.
You're right.
I am here. I almost.
I'm just making sure, Don. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this thing on?
It's on, Don. I think you're Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. This show is not for kids. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn.
No, it's not.
Oh, Kitty's off today. Stop doing horror movie reviews! Anyway, we had Hannah, our digital mistress, you know, tweets out segments from our show and stuff. And and now let me tell you this, too. Lex, you'll be so proud of me. I'm once again going back into my little gay turtle shell. You've convinced me. Dawn's convinced me. I had a couple listeners and my husband mentioned it. I'm having Q, my assistant, go back to doing social media for me because I need to remove
myself.
What a
blessing.
Yeah, I need to remove myself.
Yes.
Lex, I've lost it. I've engaged Lex way too many times. And I know you always advise
me. Time suckage.
No. It's soul
energy.
Suckage. It's soul sucking. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, not the good people. All of you nice people. No, you give me light. Anyway, so I bring this up because Hannah posts some of what we call benchmarks. Some of our more regular segments, like Would You Rather, Passing Notes, and forced movie reviews. Well, as you know, the whole premise of this ridiculous bit is the fact that Dawn hates romance movies, so she has to watch those. Mm-hmm. I hate action movies. I have to watch those. And Alexis hates horror movies. She has to watch those. So we post the segment of Alexis watching Human Centipede, which I don't care what anyone thinks. I laughed until my appendix fell out.
Funny. The things that she focused on, that's what I was telling MC because he didn't get a chance to hear it.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, she was like, where are the neighbors?
Yeah. Where are the neighbors when this man's making a human centipede?
And the front guy, he has to go number two. He feels so bad, guys.
Yeah. Like, Lexis, that's why this is beautiful. Alexis's point of view.
It's great.
It's not about this stupid movie.
No.
It's the things that Alexis focuses on.
I know.
Like, well, I mean, he has neighbors, doesn't he? I mean, where are they?
They need to help these poor people sewn together.
So we're laughing our butt off, and that's our only job for you fine folks, is to make you laugh by being ridiculous. So this, it doesn't matter if it's a man or woman, this person person replied to Hannah's post about forced movie reviews, like in all caps, "Stop the madness! Stop the madness! Stop reviewing horror! This must stop! This must stop! There are children that listen to this show! Stop reviewing horror movies!
It's also evil.
It's thrown
out as well.
Oh, that was the other thing, right?
That's right. Our segment is evil. And I cracked up. I'm like, okay. There's a couple things. First, this show has never been for kids.
Please.
This isn't
what's good for your kids. Don't.
Yeah. Have you heard us?
At all.
But, stop the madness. This is evil. Okay. Forced movie reviews is a lot of things. Evil is not one of them.
Right.
Well, I mean, Apocalypto was a little evil. But,
Yeah. I can't wait for Street Fighter on Friday. Oh,
I sadly can't find it to rent it, so I'm sorry, Apple TV doesn't offer it anymore. So. Sorry, Alexa, forgot to tell you. Colin couldn't find it, I couldn't find it. I'm sorry. It's not available.
We'll find a way.
It's so horrible, they took it out of the movie library. You can't find it anymore. But no, it's just the comments sometimes. That one doesn't even bother me. That cracked me up because they were so, so serious about it. You three are evil.
But everything else we do is okay.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
We have a lot of moments.
The rest of you, the show you thought was for kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
They may want to listen a little closer to our show. Anyway, hashtag say it with me, people. I love people.
Uh-huh.
7:55. Vin Diesel, ladies and gentlemen, has entered music.
Yes, he has.
Lex has a taste when we return. It's a beautiful day.